today as we talk about the Mindbender at West Edmonton Mall. Some of you bringing up the Drop of Doom as well. Don says, Jay, the Mindbender was great, but the old Drop of Doom was terrifying. I did it once and never again. If you have a memory of, the Mindbender or the Drop of Doom, whatever it is, let me know. 780-496-0063. All of this as we received word yesterday that, the Mindbender. It's going to be decommissioned, it's going to be taken apart, removed from Galaxy Land at West Edmonton Mall. And something else will be going in there. The officials at WEM have said they'll let us know about what is going in there over the coming months. I know there's a number of people are saying, okay, you know what, maybe need to have another adult ride in there because there's a lot of little kids' rides in there. But we'll see what happens. Our next guest this afternoon, boy, oh boy, was a labor of love for him for years. He helped build the Mindbender and, in fact, was the second person to ride it. Stuart Houston, of course, you'll know him as a current councillor with the city of Spruce Grove, but was mayor from 2007 to 2021. Councillor Houston, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the call. It was kind of we all were kind of taken aback by the announcement about the Mindbender, but kind of hit home when I heard it on the radio, that's for sure.
Yeah, so tell me, what went through your mind when you heard about this yesterday?
Well, I'm not surprised. You know, the previous guests had kind of indicated, you know, roller coasters do have a certain life, but, you know, the structure itself, you know, when you consider the number of cycles it's had with a three-ton car roaring around it, you know, it's an incredible work of German engineering with Anton Schwarzkopf, no question.
Stuart, you were an iron worker at the time, back in 1985, and in a Facebook post, and I saw this last night, and I was like, oh my goodness, I got to get Stuart on the phone to talk about this. You helped put it together. What was it like putting that massive structure together?
Well, it was incredibly challenging. We did the roof part first, of course. We put the rooftop, and we had to put the loops up before we put the roof on because the loops came in three big segments, so we had to do that separately. So the loops were installed before the roof went on, and then we went inside with a 55-ton all-terrain crane and started erecting it. It was an incredibly challenging project, I've got to say, because I mean, when you look at it, the towers that we had to stand, we actually had to go up in a man cage and bolt a little chair on to go sit on it. Wow. For somewhere to perch, you know, to put the next section in. But the difficulty of installing the actual track was the track had to be hung in exactly the position that it would be when it was in position. In other words, on the big drops where it was on about a 45-degree angle, mm-hmm. and it was banked right to the left side, we had to hang the track right in that spot. And a lot of times we had to send it back down because we just couldn't connect it. And it was just an incredible piece of engineering that when it went together, it was... I've connected a lot of steel, and that is the best steel I've ever connected.
So how long did it take to build?
Well, the actual track, I think we worked on it for, it was about 3.5 months by the time we got all the structural stuff done. And then, of course, I was there during all the testing and everything and that as well.
And so when you take a look at all the testing and, you know, how that happens, I've been told you were the second person to officially ride the Mindbender?
I was. And the first one was the young German engineer that they had sent over. And on the very first drop, when we first ran the ride, it went down the first big drop spiral and it never made it all the way back up. And I had to rig up a crane and a bunch of rigging, and we had to pull that thing up manually back up into the brake station to loosen the wheels off. The wheels were too tight. That was the first run.
You were second run, so tell me about strapping in and what you remember of that.
Well, it was, I know that the top part of the first loop, there's an area, you pull about 5.5 Gs, and I grayed out. it was quite a surprise, but I remember looking back on it when we were putting the track section in, and every time we put another section in, I'd look back down and think to myself, it was 136 feet high, you know, and it was... Yeah. we'd look down and say, wow, this is going to be something else. But it really was.
Stuart Houston joining me on the phone this afternoon. Stuart, how many times did you ride it in your years?
I probably rode it maybe 40 or 50 times. But I think the one gentleman was talking about, we had that group come up from the United States. There was about 35 of them that flew up here. They're called the Roller Coaster Enthusiasts of America.
Yeah.
And they said, inch for inch, that was the best roller coaster they'd ever ridden. So it's kind of an iconic symbol for our city, and was really kind of proud to be a part of it back in the day.
Yeah, well, RD, who I had on, he said its history and reputation is legendary in the coaster community. It is an icon. He said he described it as one of the greatest rides ever built, one that has little competition for a truly amazing and thrilling ride. Stuart, I have to ask you, I mean, you know, a year after it opened, the accident happened, and boy, oh boy, that, you know, how devastating in so many ways. And I'm sure you remember that day just as clearly as the day that you went for that first ride.
Well, it was about 3 months after I had started there, and, you know, the accident really affected all of us. And we, you know, I was called in that night, and it was a memory that I'll never forget. But at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of testing that went on after that to ensure it was, you know, safe to reopen, and there was the inquiry, and, you know, the results of the accident were made public. And you know what? It went back into service, and never had another glitch after that. So because, it spoke to the integrity that we had as a company to do that.
Yeah, because you went on to, you were the structural system supervisor for the parks. I mean, this was your job.
Yeah, I worked there for 30 years after that, actually. That was a part of my career before.
And so, can you give us some insight into how those rides are maintained? And I've never had an opportunity to talk with someone who did that for a living or who was responsible for that, you know, making sure that the rides are safe to go.
Well, there's a full comprehensive program that was implemented by the mall. There's incredible safety checks that are done every day, like bolts and everything are checked. There's weekly, there's daily, weekly, monthly, annual checks. And those rides are basically completely taken almost right apart, other than the Mindbender track, and reassembled with all new pins and all new bushings and all new bolts and everything else. So they have a very, very, very good program now, and you know, it speaks to the you know, the dedication they've had to ensure, you know, safe access for everybody. But some exciting news coming on what's going in there.
Do you know? Can you tell us?
No. But if I tell you, you won't tell anybody?
I won't tell anybody at all, Stuart. No one at all.
No, they haven't even told me, so it's a big secret. But I'm sure based on how the mall operates, it's going to be spectacular, whatever they do, and it may be one ride or maybe a combination of there. But we'll see what comes out of that. But, you know, they go big all the time, and, you know, they're first class.
Before I let you go, I mean, I'm getting a lot of texts about the drop of doom as well. People saying that one was just as scary, if not more scary. You worked on that. You worked on that ride as well.
Pretty much, yeah. That was the first ride, actually, we installed before we even put any of the roofs on, and we put the Drop of Doom on. It was a Swiss-based ride, and worked on that as well. But that structure, we got sold to another company in the United States. But, yeah, pretty much all the rides, you know, that even the mini coaster and all the spinning coaster and stuff, I had a big opportunity to be a part of. A lot of fingerprints of mine all over the mall.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I was just looking, you take a look at all the careers that you've had over the years as far as, you know, being an iron worker. I mean, a pilot, a flying instructor, military officer, a politician. You've kind of covered a lot of ground, Stuart.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's been very career, but interesting.
Well, Stuart, thank you for joining me this afternoon and having a chat about the Mindbender and your memories of it. As you know, a lot of folks are, you know, rolling those memories through their mind right now after yesterday's news. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. And nice chatting with you again, Jillian.
Yeah, take care. That is Stuart Houston joining us. Of course, right now, he's a counselor with the city of Spruce Grove, but he was mayor of Spruce Grove from 2007 to 2021. Yeah, he'd put up a really great Facebook post last night saying, "Must say I'm going to miss the iconic Mindbender roller coaster," and gave some memories about putting all of those pieces together. So great to hear from him. what that was like. And he seemed, he's not going to share what it's going to be next, but I suspect, fingers crossed, it's going to be as exciting.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.